Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Looking back in retrospect, funny how I see the laughs and frowns, the ups and downs. This I do.
Hello there, my darlings. Hello, 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 hello. I am just completely ecstatic. It is July 1st, 2010, and this is so significant because today, Dishing Tea with Big Meech is 1 year old. It was a year ago today that I started this venture, and wow, what a difference a year has made. We are moving in the right direction. And I want to thank all of you who are there for me, who have been there, who have taken your time and your energies to send me love and support and understandings and criticisms and show ideas and invested your time to be there for me as I am there for you. I thank you so much for this ride, and happy anniversary to Dishing Tea with Big Meech. So this is a very special edition show. Y'all know I shoot from the hip for most of the time, and we're just going to see what happens. But I do have something prepared. Today, I have on the show a gentleman who is doing something very revolutionary, and I thought it would be very promising to kick off the next year with him and his company, because he's moving in the right direction as well. He, too, has celebrated his one-year anniversary a few months ago for his radio program. And we're going to get into that all in a little minute. But I want to jumpstart this because I think it is very revolutionary. And with what I'm doing with Dishing Tea and what he's doing, I think we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So before I bring him on, let me say thank you all to my sponsors, all of you who have been there for me and continue to make Dishing Tea a success. There's Trade Day Management and PR Firm. At Trade Day, enjoy a touch of Southern hospitality with a universal appeal. For all of your public relations and entertainment management needs, contact Travion Davenport at 678-523-3088, 678-523-3088, or you can email her, tradedaypr@gmail.com. That's tradedaypr@gmail.com, TREADAYPR@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Ms. Travion Davenport. Also, Pharaoh's Treasure Box, fine art, unique jewelry, and sensational 3D silk floral arrangements, creations by Taps. For all of your decorative needs, contact Pharaoh's Treasure Box at 248-688-5178 or 5179. That's 688-5178 or 5179. Or you can email at pharaohstreasurebox@comcast.net. That's pharaohstreasurebox@comcast.net. Thank you, Pharaoh's Treasure Box. Parisian Wine Productions, music to lighten your spirits and lift your souls. Specializing in gospel, inspirational house, dance music tracks for all of your gospel house sensations and that gospel set, contact Paris Hairston. He's the CEO at 347-406-7734. Again, 347-406-7734. Or email him at Paris42268@yahoo.com. That's Paris42268@yahoo.com. C-Train Productions. You are aboard the right train for all of your entertainment needs with C-Train Productions. Omar Casserly is the CEO and founder. For all of your casting, promotion, producing, and production needs, contact Omar at www.ctrainproductions.com, www.ctrainproductions.com. Life Fellowship of Christ Ministries. Live in freedom everywhere, LIFE. Reverend James Coleman is the leader and founder of this ecumenical social justice ministry, brought forth to free the oppressed and introducing a fresh approach to the Christ consciousness. Contact Reverend Coleman at mustardcole@yahoo.com. Again, that's mustardcole@yahoo.com. Or for more information about his services and outreach programs, contact 313-833-9278. Again, that's 313-833-9278. Also, Itzam Vidal Couture. Enjoy high fashion with a luxurious twist. Step into the future with fresh, innovative couture. Designs by Ms. Michi DeVayome. For more information, contact Michi at 313-996-9807. 313-996-9807. Big Brothers Network, the BBN, baby, a new online web magazine designed to show the world the class and style of the debonair man of size and his admirers. The first edition was launched this past Memorial Day weekend. For more information, please go check it out at bigbrothersnetwork.com, bigbrothersnetwork.com, B-I-G-B-R-O-T-H-A-S, network.com. Also, ShowtownTV.com, Showtown, S-H-O-T-O-W-N-TV.com. We are not a website. We are internet television. Call on Regina Dixon as the head videographer and overseer of the program. If you want to create your own music video, your own television show, even if you want to do some kind of vocal recordings, contact Call on Regina Dixon on Facebook, or you can go to ShowtownTV.com. Again, Showtown, S-H-O-T-O-W-N-TV.com. So thank you to all of my sponsors, for being there. I'm looking for new sponsors, of course, as we go bigger and better. And, you know, Diana Ross used to say, bigger and better club work all over the country and beyond. So I want to take that quote, honey, and go bigger and better work, honey, all over the country and beyond as we entertain more, lift up more, have more celebrity guests, more political guests on the show so that we can do our thing the way that we do it. And I so thank you and cannot stress enough my gratitude for you. Now, as you all know, I have to have my disclaimer. This show is for mature audiences, and the language and subject matters are not appropriate for children or anyone who is not mature to handle the subject matters. Your listening discretion is advised. Again, your listening discretion is advised. You know I have a potty mouth, and I make no excuses for it, so your listening discretion is advised. All right. Now, we're going to get into this. The tea room is open. I just opened the tea room, so if you want to chat and have questions and dish tea over there, please do so responsibly. Please, this is the written word on the computer. Do not go screaming at the computer and things because you perceived something to be one way when it really isn't. Agree to be disagreeable. To disagree but not be disagreeable. So, let's get into this. I have waited a minute to bring this cat on because I so admire him already on what it is that he's doing. He has natural born abilities in the performing arts. He has went on to secure himself in the world of talent agencies and production. His company is entitled Meek Productions, and it's unique because this is the country's first and right now only talent, agency, and production company that is exclusively laid out for persons who are of LGBT culture. And because of that, I think he is dynamic, and I want to bring him on to tell us more about his endeavors and more about what it is that he has brought forth to offer the world. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Meeko Evans. Meeko, my darling.
Are you there?
I'm there, honey. We're right here.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure you all can hear me.
Oh, yeah. We got. I just put your mic on, honey.
Okay. Good. Hello to the listening audience. I'm a little hoarse today, but I had told Big Meech we're going to do this damn thing anyway. Okay?
Anyway. Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? Because I was, I think when I woke up, it started yesterday morning. And when I woke up, I said, fine time for you spirits to want to try to attack somebody's voice when you know I'm going to be on Big Meech's show and I've been waiting for this opportunity. And so, you know, I had to loose a lot of spiritual annihilation and disintegration, and I'm doing it on worldwide radio again. Are you on these forces that try to stop folk, okay?
Now, so, don't you make me backflip up in here.
Okay.
Because you know, see, you know, you and I talking, baby, I have stolen the phrase that you use when you say the omniverse.
No, child, please, you don't have to steal it. You don't know what you got to steal it for,
no,
baby. That's your birthright.
I had to take that one, honey. And
You ain't got to steal it, honey.
Honey,
you ain't got to steal it because it's your birthright. Why are you stealing something that belongs to you by birthright? The omniverse is yours, too. Hello?
Okay, because I'm part of it, see. Because like you say, honey, the omniverse is so inclusive because it is all the universe. It's just so one-dimensional, and I never put that correlation together.
Mm-hmm.
When you said that, I was like,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I made the correlation when I said that if God is omniscient and omnipresent and omnipresent,
uh-huh.
And we're created in that image, then we're omni as well. So we
That's
operate
right.
The omniverse.
And there
later,
you go.
I've been running with that. I've been on fire with that since. So Good thank year. You. That's enlightenment, honey, because, baby, yes, that just opened me up to everything.
You know what? I'm glad that happened. Okay, I'm glad that happened for you, because when the revelation came to me about the Omniverse, I was flabbergasted as well. And because when I put two and two together, I said, you know, I never knew there was an Omniverse. But after thinking about it, and with the same revelation that you came, that you know, hey, if it is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, and if, like you said, we're made in the image of that, then hey, so are we, because we come from that same source.
Exactly.
So we come from that same source, and that's why, you know, I encourage all LGBT people as well as heterosexual people to start operating and walking in your divine birthright omniversal inheritance, because the minute your energy was created, the minute your energy was formulated, you automatically had a birthright, period, to exist. It's not up for discussion. It's not up for discussion. It's not up for debate. It's not up for argument. It's my divine birthright inheritance. Before my energy came to this planet, I had a birthright. The minute my energy was born into a physical body, I had a birthright, period. It ain't up for discussion.
Exactly.
And so it is.
And so it shall be.
Okay.
Oh, take it right there.
Okay. Woo, see, Nietzsche, you done got it started, baby.
Love him.
You done got it started.
I know, because see, that there is the energy. If you paid attention to the two songs that I played as the opening, one, Stephanie Mills, when she does Born for This.
I love that.
Yes, because this here, I thought that set the tone.
You know,
I'm born for this.
Yes.
You know, it's through this particular medium here. And I'm an actor, I'm a singer, I'm a playwright, I do a lot of other things. But God has placed me in this spot.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago, I didn't know what I started this journey because as an actor, and a lot of people tell me about my voice and, oh, you need to be in radio and blah, blah, blah. I wanted to start doing voiceovers. So I said, well, okay. And I have to say, I'm going to do a special shout-out to the big dogs, because it was their radio broadcast that I heard first. And
who now?
The big dogs.
Okay.
Are you familiar you familiar with CJ and Brandon and them with the big dogs? They have
that's
their own
familiar
radio broadcast.
Okay.
One of the men of size social groups here in Atlanta.
Okay, then.
And, yeah, you know them from Black Gay Pride here, because they do a lot of stuff for men of size.
Okay, gotcha.
It was their radio program that I first heard, and how Blog Talk had come into my consciousness. And I, you know, to be honest, I was like, well, what the hell did they do to get a radio show?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't necessarily jealousy. It was more, I would say, envy. Because they were doing something I had never heard of it or whatever. And then when I looked into it, my spirit was, well, let me cut my chops, because I can sit up there, get creative, and make my own commercials and just cut my chops so folks could get used to hearing my voice
uh-huh.
over the airwaves, because I want to go into voiceover work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as the show started, it started taking a life of its own. It started picking up momentum. And when the kind of celebrities that I've been able to book on the shows, you know, has been, I know it's a godsend, because, please, they don't know me, and I'm relatively new. And so I'm going through all of this on an if and a whim and a notion, and here we are a year later, and I have, you know, the roster that I have. You know, with Stephanie Mills and Tone and Lynn Hamilton and Tony Terry,
you know,
and
you know what? You know what? I got to commend you for being the one to break the ice where Tone is concerned. I have to give you props for that, because, like I always tell people, going back into our radio show, we never had an intent. I never had an intent of creating a radio talk show, because my background, of course, like you, is music. And, you know, my degree is in music entertainment management, and I'm a singer, songwriter, producer myself, as well as a 15-year entrepreneur. And so, like I said, I never really been into talk radio. You know, the only time I kind of turned on to that was if it was a topic that was of interest to me, but I never, you know, really been a follower of talk radio. And so, You know, but yeah, I'm going to get into this later when we talk about more about the company. But getting back to you, I always tell people when I do my show that you must tell your testimony. And for those from that Christian background, you know, because like I said, I'm not religious at all. I'm omniversal. And the thing is that they say you overcome by the power of your testimony. And when you tell your story, you don't know how many people you may set free just by opening up your mouth. Which is the reason why the enemy always try to stifle your voice. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The fact that not only did you make it comfortable for Tony to open up, to release, that was not only a big release for him. I don't even know if he realized how many people he set free just by opening up his mouth. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And by you allowing, and by you being the vessel from the omniverse, by you being that vessel to allow him to be open, to open up like that so that he could tell his story in a free, conscious, wholesome environment. You don't know how many folks was delivered. You know, I mean, how many folks was just had breakthroughs just by his testimony. And so I commend you for that. I commend you for that. You know, because everybody wasn't able to do that. So I commend you for that. Stephanie Mills, awesome, an awesome interview. Because see, we got a chance to hear Stephanie's testimony and her being real. You know what I'm saying? Because see, a lot of these people think that these stars are not. You know, they actually think these stars are not human. And, you know,
exactly.
They go through it more than the normal everyday person. Why? Because they're in the spotlight. As they say,
exactly.
to whom much is given, more is required. So, yeah, I commend you on the effort that you've done, man, because, I mean, I was so inspired by, you know, those two interviews, and then I had to catch up on another one. And the one that you did where Christopher Williams was supposed to have been on the show, and you got to talking about the principles of Kwanzaa, nobody ever told me that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was inspired by that. So I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. This is it's real. I'm telling you. I'm really telling you, man. I mean, the show itself is a force to be reckoned with. And I congratulate you on your 1 year anniversary. And I just see bigger things. That's why I can't wait to have you on my show. Because you're gonna have to come into the. You know, you have to come into the studio for mine.
Okay.
Child, we're going to turn this place out.
Okay, and you know, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming.
Woo!
Because
I think Same Gender Loving Expressions, our radio talk show under Meek Productions, that our first year anniversary for that is not until like late, it's not until like next month. Early September. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I definitely
we
to get you on.
Yeah. Okay, now see now let's get off into that because see, you're coming up on your 1 year with the radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
What was that for you? What was your calling to get you into that particular portion of it?
Well, that opportunity came as a result because I actually operate two businesses. One is, of course, the May Corporation USA, where I've been, you know, doing business for 15 years in entrepreneurial consulting, entertainment, graphic web design, which is the majority bread and butter, and technology
mm-hmm.
consulting. And, you know, so when that business kind of slowed down due to the recession, I had an opportunity to start building Meek Productions. Because Meek Productions, the website, the informational website, was actually online since 2003, but it was never really
mm-hmm.
pushed full time because I knew I had another business to operate. So
mm-hmm.
when I finally got the chance to push it full time, because I left it on the website because I wanted to see what type of buzz I would get by us being the world's first, you know, the world's first LGBT exclusive
mm-hmm.
talent agency casting and production company, you know, for LGBT people. So, us doing LGBT radio talk show was never in our, you know, that wasn't even in my view. And when I got the design contract for the Exceptional Radio Network, want to give a shout out to the Exceptional Radio Network, which is the official broadcasting subsidiary of the 10th Amendment Media Group. When I got the contract from 10th Amendment Media through my other business to, you know, create their new logo and redesign Exceptional Radio Network's new website, he saw after doing research on my company, he saw my other business, Meek Productions. He said, you know, under the new Exceptional Radio Network, we want to actually, you know, provide everybody with a voice. And we thought about creating our own LGBT talk show. And I looked at him. I said, huh? He said, yeah. And it's like, hey, you know, you could host that or what have you. I mean, you know, hey, you know, because we want to branch out, you know, and everything of that nature. We want to make sure that everybody on our network has a voice. And I thought about that. I said, wow. I said, I never thought about doing a radio talk show. And they were the inspiration in creating Same Gender Loving Expressions. And because I looked at that, I said, wow, that could not only be a blessing to the talent that's on the roster, because that would give them the opportunity to shine. And, you know, as well as me, give me a chance to, you know, start addressing my issues when it comes to things within the LGBT community in all facets,
exactly,
both entertainment and community-wide. But I saw the opportunity for people to tell their story, especially when I have special guests on. And we did our preview show before we actually was approved to be on the fall schedule, to be weekly. We did our first two preview shows in August, and we was the first preview show prior to the fall season. We was the only preview show that I know that had more than one preview. And that was during the time when we became End of Life Atlanta's first worldwide radio sponsor last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, our first episode was interviewing two of the members of the executive board of End of Life Atlanta, which is the organization that's responsible for Atlanta's Black Gay Pride Celebration. And so that it started with that, and then we had our first syndication, a weekly syndication, that started like the second or the third week in September. And from that point on, I think the first two episodes, you know, I talked about the situation with the Atlanta Eagle Raid and, you know, about the resurrection of Stonewall, because not only did that situation with the Atlanta Eagle Raid happen, there were some other things that happened throughout the course of that summer that was similar to what happened at the Atlanta Eagle Raid in two other cities. And so I started out with those two, and then my first special guest, of course, was Tony Enos, who's our first gentleman of Meek Pro Music, which is our official record label. And then after that, I started having special guests off and on, and then we end up having special edition shows on Friday, because our normal night is every Monday night. Then we started having special edition shows every other Friday. And because the momentum of the show kept going, and of course, with the promotions and marketing that I do, because, you know, I do it very frequently, the word started getting out and everything like that, and the numbers started going up. And, you know, for us to have been, you know, I think within the first month, that first night, we got over 100-plus listeners that first night, you know, and I was very either first or the third night or something like that, you know, according to the streaming information that we got. And I was just very surprised, because I wasn't expecting – to do a radio talk show. It was not even in my plan, but the opportunity presented itself. And look at where I'm at now. You know, it's truly a blessing, you know. It really is a blessing. You know, I'm very amazed at what the radio show has done for the company as a whole, the opportunities that we've had to sponsor and provide worldwide radio advertising and media sponsorship for a lot of organizations now, because I know recently I just got back from Jackson, Mississippi, to do live radio coverage of the Mr. and Miss International Inc. pageantry finals competition. Mm-hmm. And one of our talents, Marlo Rainbow, he's our Mr. Meek Productions 09, and Vicky Valentino, the International Inc. pageantry system was owned by them. So I went down to support them. I said, got to support my talent, especially when they do stuff, you know, on an entrepreneurial basis. They're doing things on their own. And so I had the opportunity to go down there and support him. And before we even drove out to Jackson, I think this past Saturday morning, we were the official radio sponsors, and we did live radio coverage of the Sylvia Rivera Community Brunch, which is a transgender town hall meeting.
Oh.
And, yes, it was. And I was the moderator of that. So I was very honored to be the moderator of that particular town hall meeting. That was co-sponsored by the Juxtaposed Center for Transformation, Tilt Incorporated, and the Atlanta Pride Committee. And so a lot of the transgender activists was present, and it was very awesome. And so that's going to be broadcasted, which we're actually going through the edits this weekend. So hopefully everything will be ready by next Monday on the 5th. We'll be able to broadcast the live coverage that we did for both the Sylvia Rivera Community Branch and Mr. and Miss International Inc. pageant. So hopefully those things will go up by next week.
Okay,
so, yeah, we've been busy. Yeah, we've been busy and stuff. And you know I got the you know we got to talk about us sponsoring you, too, now. Because I see a radio commercial for you. And, yeah, honey, we got to talk about that. You know, because, I love what you're doing.
Well, bless you, baby.
Honey, I love what you're doing. So, hello.
Wow.
Yes, baby.
Oh,
yeah, we got to talk about being media sponsors for you too.
Well, okay. Well, all right. Well, okay. Well, see, that's out there in the omniverse, honey.
Yeah. Okay.
Right out
okay.
There.
Yeah.
Right out there, honey. Okay. Now, listen. Let's go into delving more into the inception of the company because I want folks to understand the significance of it and exactly what it is that you do. So that
okay.
folks can understand this is not some little popcorn, bubblegum, fly-by-night kind of thing. This is actual a business.
Uh-huh.
So let's take us back to the inception of Meek Productions.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, the concept of Meek Productions started back in 1996. I had to literally go back because I thought it was back in 2000. It actually started back, the actual idea of creating something that's just for LGBT people, I didn't have a name for it then. It actually started back in 96 because I wanted to create like a talent showcase because during that time, I tried my opportunity as a lip sync performer. And you remember the old Loretta's? And I think every Wednesday night.
I've heard of them, yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember every Wednesday night, they used to have a little amateur night. And I was kind of low on cash that particular time. And this is when I was right at the turn point when I had first started my, first business. And I was kind of, I said, let me try this and everything. So I did, and with each amateur night, I would always, I think they used to do it like a Showtime at the Apollo. You know, if after the first or the third siren, if you don't do too well, then they, kick you off. But if you do well and if they applaud you and stuff like that, then you stay on and stuff like that. And so that happened to me about three times, and I actually stayed on. And so I did it for maybe about three times and stuff like that and enjoyed it. And then on my birthday, I had like a little tables gathering and stuff. And so I sang live. That was an original jazz song that I wrote, and I sang live. And then I had a chance to sing live at the old Backstreet because they had like an amateur type of contest, Live with Ramona. And Ramona Duggar, she was a heterosexual ally, but she used to host the little talent showcase they had at Backstreet. And so I think the winner of the talent showcase would get $50 at the end of the evening. So on their last night of the actual showcase, because I think she only had it for like about 3 months to 6 months or something like that. So on the last night, and I sang live because I think I performed twice, but on the last night I won, the showcase on the last night of the actual whole show. And after that experience, I said, you know what, it's amazing how a lot of people in the LGBT community can sing their ass off and they're very talented. But I'm like, why the hell are they lip syncing? And that got me. I said, y'all can sing y'all ass off, y'all in the church choir. Y'all the choir directors and all that stuff,
right.
And y'all can sing y'all ass off. Why the fuck are you damn lip syncing and shit? So
right.
I wanted to create something that would push and promote live music, live singing and stuff by LGBT people. And all of this was prior to Logo, prior to everything. That was the first concept. The second concept was back in 2000 when I wanted to create something that was related to adult entertainment. And that idea is actually still online. I wanted to create, the world's first website that was totally dedicated to top gay men. And it was called Bussy 2000. That's BUSSY 2000 at the time.
Did you say Bussy? Oh,
yeah, that's idea.
Yeah.
So, okay, wait a minute. So it was then when I created that concept, when that website, cause that was just going to be like a personal project for me. And I really didn't expect that to really go anywhere. So, and the reason why I'm telling you this story is the lead up to the official launch of how Meek Productions actually came to be. I didn't use the name Meek Productions, M-E-A-K, Meek Productions, until that time, because I said, well, Boosie 2000 is the project, but I wanted to have a separate name just for, you know, the company or whatever. And so I just decided to use Meek Productions. That was just a name I came up with because Meek is short for Miko, and Meek was the nickname my great-grandmother used to call me. So I said, yeah, let me just go ahead and use Meek Productions. And we're just using that. And so the little personal website, Boosie2000.com, because all it did was show, you know, just new pics of male asses and all that stuff, because it was something, like I said, I'm a top. So I was like, shit, I said, you know, during that time when the internet had first came out and was first becoming popular, the first few adult websites that was out, all they showed was mostly frontal. They didn't show enough ass.
Right.
So I was like,
right.
Bump the bullshit. And so I was, you know, okay. And so I was inspired to create a website that was just, you know, exclusively for top men who like, you know, and those who like you to see male ass. And so that started out, it started out pretty good, but I had to stop it because I didn't have the staff nor the financial support to keep it going. And and every time it seemed like I would relaunch it back, because I did Blitz 2002, it seemed like I would always run into that snag. By late 2002, 2003, one of my elementary school classmates came to me and said, well, you know, this year I'm going to be a part of, you know, Atlanta Black Gay Pride Celebration in 03, and I've already purchased a vendor table space. She said, you want to share space with me? I said, yeah. I got some ideas and stuff for the LGBT community that I want to push anyway. So, yeah, this would be, you know, my opportunity to do that. So as I was walking, I think I was either coming from the store or you know, in meditation, I was in meditation about something, and so I was coming from the store, and Omniverse spoke and said, why not create a talent agency and a production company that's exclusive to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community? I had to stop in my tracks when that came to me. And looking back over that revelation now, I had to realize that though I didn't know that that was what was being prepared from 1996 all the way to when I launched the Boosie 2000 project or whatever, I had no idea that the preparation for something like Meek Productions was already being prepared right up under my nose,
okay.
But just didn't
right
see
then.
It then.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't see it then. So in 03, that's when the idea, the full vision came to play, the full vision of Meek Productions and what it really was about. And after looking back over the years and when the conception actually started, in other words, when the seed was planted, I actually see now it's like from 96 all the way from 2000 and all the way to 2003, it's like the preparation of something like that was already being prepared. And so that's how that revelation came about. It's like Soul Within just spoke to me and Spirit Within just spoke and said, why not create something that's LGBT exclusive, talent agency, production company? You already had some ideas that was going that direction anyway. So I was like, wow. And the first thing that I thought about was how much of a blessing, how much of an impact, and how much of a benefit this was going to be for the LGBT community. Now, mind you, all of this was created way before there was a logo, way before that was Here TV and all of these other LGBT, you know, opportunities and networks that are out now. And and also this also came out during the time when The Closet had first debuted. That was in 03.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the next following year in 04, that's when the DVD, the idea of the DVD series for Noah's Ark had came out, because they did they debuted the pilot at 2004's Atlanta Black Gay Pride, because I was there, and I think my mom was there too. I had to brought my mom with me. And so all of that happened during that time. And so at the time, it was just a website idea. I said, let me test the waters, because, you know, starting Meek Productions would be like starting a new business. I already have a business that I'm operating right now. That's my bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to take on this opportunity, I need to kind of do a little test run, test it out for a minute, you know, kind of market the idea to see what people would think about it. And I got some, you know, I got some positive responses. And so in 03, when I found out about MySpace and all that stuff, because I didn't know nothing about them social networks at the time, because I've always had my own websites.
Right.
So when I found out about MySpace and everything, and I was trying to look for ways to build Meek Productions, when I saw the opportunity to go ahead and, you know, and push this full time, I said, well, how can I go ahead and do a casting call? How can I do all of this and that? Because I know funds was limited at the time. And Spirit Within spoke again and said, well, why don't you go ahead and use the social mediums to go ahead and, you know, try to draw your first talent? That's what I did. I created a Meek Productions MySpace page, very first one between 06, 07. I decided to go ahead, build a friends list. There were some other potentials and people who I saw that had, that were potential models or potential talent that I wanted to be a part. Sent the invitation out, and, of course, it was up to them whether they wanted to respond or not. And so the momentum started to build on its own because I think for about 2 to 3 months I kind of left the MySpace page alone because I was doing other things.
Right.
But every time I would check back on it, I would get so many friend requests, because everybody was so intrigued by the idea of the world's first LGBT exclusive talent agency and production company. So as a result of that, by fall of 2007, I had gained my first 11 talent. And then the idea of how to push the agency, because another challenge that I had was, okay, this is a new concept. Nobody knows who I am, really. And, you know, in the entertainment industry, if they really don't know who you are, they're gonna give you your, they're not really going to give you a play yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come up with an idea that would help market the agency as well as the talent at the same time, because I knew I didn't have the capabilities at the same time to actually start offering, you know, gigs and stuff like that. You know, I know it's a talent agency and production company. And so Spirit Within spoke to me again and said, well, why don't you do marketing campaigns? Do something that other agencies are not doing. You're already unique by being LGBT exclusive. Now take it to the next level. Keep in mind, you're not just a talent agency. You're also a casting and production company, which means you have special event ideas. You have other music projects, ideas, and all of that stuff. So I began to incorporate all the other ideas and to create all these different marketing campaigns. And our first campaign that we did was the Halloween campaign, which featured our very first male talent of the month, Evan Hernandez, who's known as Daddy, or Daddy Hex, whatever you want to call it. He's no longer with us now. But, that's what started it all. And so the idea of coming up with monthly to quarterly campaigns to help push the talent, to help push the vision as a whole. So our first three main campaigns went off pretty well. We had our first male talent of the month, gay male. Our first gay female talent of the month was in November. And our first transgender talent of the month was in December. And so, because that was my goal, I said, if this is LGBT, I wanted to make sure that LGBT is represented. And the main reason why, the main mission for Meek Productions is to not only provide an avenue to where LGBT talent can be represented but and supported as they are, who they are, but to also provide an alternative to the images that are shown in the media about LGBT people and LGBT life.
Exactly.
Because one thing that I was tired of is every time I saw images of LGBT people in the media, on television, in magazines, everything was mostly from a European influence.
Okay.
It was mostly from a European influence.
Say that, a European influence.
Okay, it was mostly from a European influence, and you didn't always see on a 24/7 basis. They talk about, it's amazing how people talk about diversity, but when it comes to seeing it, you rarely saw it. And this was, we talking about like during the early part of the millennium. And so, and so I saw this, and it's like, it's amazing how we say LGBT, but not all of the letters are always consistently represented. And if they are represented, then it's always the stereotype. It's always everything dealing with the stereotype and stuff like that. So we never really see LGBT people on a consistent basis in other forms of wholeness. You know what I'm saying? You don't see a lot of LGBT entrepreneurs, business owners, corporate execs, those with PhDs and stuff. You don't see all these people 24/7 in the forefront all the time. And like I said, if you do, it's mostly European. So I wanted to change that. I wanted to kind of, you know, change that, challenge that. And that's why I wanted to make sure that whatever campaign that we had, there was always one a gay male, a gay female, and a gay transgender. I wanted to make sure that all the LGBT were represented and someone who was bisexual. And I can say that from 2007 on down, I at least made sure that that happened. So I'm kind of glad of that. That, you know, all of the images that you see, if you go to our website, all of the images that you will see African American, you will see Asian, you will see Latino Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? You will see lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. And so I'm glad that I was able to, you know, even though it was challenging, because most of the talent that I was getting to register, most of them were male. And I was getting a few female, but I wasn't getting enough transgender. So I had to kind of juggle, you know, to find out, okay, who's going to come to the forefront. You know, I need some more transgender. I need some more lesbians, not just lipstick lesbians, but I need some more studs. I need some trans men. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm also kind of
right.
You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, I'm trying to weed out to make sure that, you know, just because you're LGBT doesn't mean that you got talent. So, hello.
Well, now, you better speak truth right there.
You know what I'm saying? Keep in mind.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So I tell people, I say, keep in mind, this is a business. And, you know, we are looking for people who are serious about going full time in the entertainment industry as an out artist. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know,
right.
It's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to you whether people see you as just an out artist or just an artist altogether. So I leave that up to the talent. But our goal is to make sure that we are there and we provide opportunities of exposure and representation for LGBT artists. And so, yeah, I've had, you know, yeah, it's been some challenges, but overall I'm very proud of a lot of the results that I've had. We're now in our fourth CD single remix project series now. There's about four CD singles remixes that I've done so far for three of the talent. One is no longer with us. Our first one is no longer with us. But three who are still with us right now, they've been actually, you know, those projects has been very lucrative. And as a result of that, that inspired us to start our own record label, Meek Pro Music, M-E-A-K Pro Music. And so as a result of the music talent that we had on our roster and some of the songs that they had that I felt was very, you know, commercially ready, they were ready to, you know, go to the next level and stuff like that. So, yeah. So a lot of things have been happening. The radio show has opened up a lot of doors for us to be media sponsors now for a lot of events. Yeah, there's so much I can tell you. There's so much I can tell you and stuff like that. You know, the ups and the downs. You know, folks around here accusing.
Because one of the things that a lot of people, or one of the things that I fight for, and the whole artistry behind what I do here with Dishing Tea, is to cut through the surface. And
yeah.
We want to get into those realms so that folks understand just how human we all are.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Understand that, I mean, here's the question. The question is, the struggle that you had to go through with producing such a business with your mainstream counterparts, with you being the first to do this, What obstacles did you have to overcome that you can say when the next come behind you, they may not have to necessarily take this particular leap? You know what I mean? What were some of the major challenges that you saw with developing Meek Productions?
One of the major challenges was, first of all, being a new concept, being a trendsetter. You know, whenever you're a trendsetter, you being the first, you know, there's always, you know, there's a lot on you as it is. And I can really say, looking back over it, one of the biggest challenges was actually, let me see, there's a lot of challenges, but, you know, not that they can be overcome. Okay. One of the biggest challenges was actually making sure that, one, when it came to pushing the vision, I guess getting people to see that this is a real thing and not just a fly-by-night, overcoming, because one of the biggest things I had to really overcome was here in Atlanta, in the South, that's what a lot of the transplants fail to realize, because I'm born and raised in Atlanta. And I'm a real native, not one of them other folk. I'm a real native. Yeah, born in, like I said, born in Greater Hospital, all that shit. Real native, went to Atlanta. Grew up in Atlanta Public Schools, okay? Grew up in Atlanta Public Schools, all that stuff, okay? Real native. Okay, one of the things that I know I had to overcome is that when I started pushing Meek Productions, I had to kind of, you know, when people didn't draw to the vision right away, a lot of things came to my mind. I'm like, okay, is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm not a member of this organization or I don't hang with these type of folk? And so, come on, let's tell the truth, shame the enemy. And so I'm looking at this like one of the things that really kind of bothered me was the isms that is still present in our LGBT community. And I don't care what isms, I don't care how many isms you put on it. It can be genderism, sexism, racism, elitism, which is the number one thing that I see. Okay? Elitism. Okay. Elitism. I got to talk about this. I don't care how hoarse I am, I got to talk about this shit. Elitism, I feel, is one of the number one downfalls in the LGBT community because
in the LGBT, it's particularly of LGBT of color.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Honey, oh, the girls can't see this. Oh, honey. Oh, my darling, honey. Oh, that status friend. And got to walk the balls, honey. And all this, that status bullshit right there.
Okay.
Is absolute downfall killer for us here.
And
us old girls, see, because I'm 40. So, you know, I've dealt with
yeah,
all
I'm
that.
Right behind you. Yeah,
you
I'm
know,
right behind you.
I understand
you.
All that. So, so see, we come from that same era.
Yeah, we do.
Our folks, our generation, you know, we've got it and learned that over time, all of that wasn't necessary because at the end of the day, didn't nobody give a damn about all that. They didn't care that you wore pink and purple together. They didn't care that you had on pink slacks and a powder blue top carrying a purse. Okay, and you're 6 feet four. That's me. I'm 6'4". You know, big of the house. You know, they didn't care. All they saw was buffoonery.
And see, the thing is, in the South, excuse me, in the South, all we had was each other. Because back then in the South, we didn't have that many black gay clubs. And so, because I come from the era where my first gay club experience was the Marquette Lounge. And so back during that time, the gay men and the gays and gay men and the lesbians and the transgender and the bisexuals, we partied together. I'm telling you, I'm talking about in the black LGBT community, because we didn't have that many outlets for us as it is. And so we partied together. Every time I went, you know, back in the day before there was in the life of Atlanta, before there was a black pride, all we had was each other. If a female group was to do something, the men's were always invited. If the male groups had something, the females were always invited. We always partied together. That's how it was back in the day. I kind of feel that in the South, I kind of feel that us trying to assimilate like the other folk.
Right.
I kind of feel that, you know, the problem is we keep trying to be like these other folk instead of actually walking in our own identity. You see what I'm saying? Not saying that there's nothing wrong with the other folk. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the other people. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because we already know that there are some wholesome people in other cultures. We know this. However, we're talking about our culture now. I think that it's too much, like I said, it's too much elitism in what's going on. And I think that's one of the main things that I had to deal with first and foremost in trying to push this vision and going out to a lot of networking events and stuff like that. If you're not with this group and if you're not with these folk and, you know, and stuff. And so I was around a lot of folks that really didn't see the value of what Meek Productions was and what we had to offer. And then, you know, I looked at them and said, I'm like, wait a minute, at the same time, y'all not my creator. So long as I know the value, long as I see the vision, long as I see the value of the vision, then that's all that matters. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, the second challenge that I had to deal with was dealing with these talents who are not serious about their craft. Okay.
Okay, right.
Okay, dealing with these talents who also not just the ones that's not serious about their craft, but dealing with these talents that think that you're supposed to do everything for them.
Okay.
Okay. And one of the things that I had to realize was, you know, for those who are full time entrepreneurs, I learned this revelation early part of this year. Never expect a wage earner to do an entrepreneur's job. Okay? Never expect a wage earner to understand the responsibilities of an entrepreneur. Okay? Because another thing I had to realize is this. You have entertainment wage earners, too.
Say it.
Okay? Okay? You got those people who only get entertainment just because they're trying to make money, and that's it. They're not doing this because it's their passion. They're not doing this because they know that this is their destiny and this is what the creator of the omniverse sent them here for.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
exactly.
So weeding out the wannabes, because there's a lot of, you know, when you talk about incurring the loss, there's a lot of resources that I provided to some talent, and I had to realize, you know, these talent wasn't as serious, or they didn't even see the vision. They didn't see the value of the vision, or they didn't see the value of what Meat Productions had to really offer and stuff like that, because a lot of the stuff that a lot of these talents were provided, if they was to go to somebody else, they would have to pay hundreds of dollars to get, you know, just to get, you know, comp card designs or postcard poster designs or a talent web page and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And so with us, yeah, we charge for those services. But if you are selected as a talent of the month, talent of the quarter, or talent of the year, then there's some things that you automatically get for free. And all we require you to do, and all we require you to do is to just push the campaign that we've created for you. That's all we ask, because it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying? So,
Okay. So
that was another challenge, because I know this year, the reason why I didn't do as many online marketing campaigns this year is because I used December of last year and the beginning part of this year to not only push the radio show more, especially since we started doing more live remotes.
Right.
I not only pushed the radio show more, I also had to do evaluations of all of the talent that has registered so far, and I wanted to find out, okay, which talent are serious, which talent are the ones that are really are dedicated to their passion, that really want to go full-time in their passion. I want to make sure that I bring those forefront, bring them to the forefront, to those who I haven't had a chance to bring to the forefront. Everybody else is kind of, you know, iffy or whatever. You know, if they got potential, I'll keep them on the roster. Everybody else, I'm just going to let them go. In other words, I got to get rid of all this dead weight.
Right, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Another challenge that I had was, you know, thinking that at times that you want to have staff support, come to find out you don't. And when it comes to when you say that you are a talent agency and stuff like that, of course, the first thing that people expect you to do is to go and find them gigs. And I tell folks, I say, well, a talent agency is just like a tip. Okay, a talent agency is just like a temp agency, okay? Your staffing agent ain't going to always run and hunt you down. You're supposed to always call them. You're supposed to call them to let them know that you're available.
You got some work? What's up? Okay, do I need to come update my resume?
Okay, thank you. I've had people to register with my to register with Meat Productions. Okay, when you came to us, you didn't have no bio. Wait a minute. You go register online with Meat Production, no bio. You got these camera phone whores. Okay.
Right.
Okay. You're too lazy to invest in yourself to get a professional headshot and a professional photo shoot done of yourself. Okay.
Right.
But here you expect
you to do it.
Thank you. And so my thing is, I said, okay. We provide those services, but we provide those services for a fee.
For a fee.
And even, thank you, for a fee. And hold up. Mm-hmm. What a lot of these talents don't realize is that even if we do provide this for you for free, we still expected something in return. Because no business is supposed
exactly.
to Hello? Thank you. No business is supposed to incur a loss. Okay? No business
right.
is supposed to incur a loss. So, and then that's what a lot of people, that's what a lot of these talents, especially models, that's what they fail to realize. I said, that's why that's how a lot of y'all end up selling y'all rights away. Because, and that's why a lot of these other companies be making so much money off of you all. They pay you one set rate. You don't get no royalties or no anything because they ain't got time to deal with the divitude.
Right.
They do not have time to deal with this divitude. And so there's a lot of things that I had to learn. There's a lot of things that I had to, like, you know, really learn as far as, you know, running not just the agency part, but even with the production company and everything like that. You know, I've had more leeway on the production side than I did with just the talent agency side. Because, like I said, you know, with the talent agent, with the talent agency, you got to weed out a lot of folk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, I think that's the nature of the beast, because I think that's something that's going to always be done. But what I can say now is that I know how to do this more effectively now. I know how to do it
okay.
With more wisdom now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've created the I've created the registration process now to where if the application is not fully completed, no thank you. If you don't include a bio or photos or stuff like that to show that you got your shit together, no thank you. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Okay.
And so
okay.
So things are a little different now. You know, the registration process is a little bit more strict now. It's a little bit more strict. And because I got to make sure we as a company, we got to make sure that we make the correct investment in the correct type of talent.
Okay. Okay, now tell us what, as an artist, if I want to register, what can I expect from you? And then what does Meek Productions expect from their roster, their clientele?
Okay, what I expect from the talent, what they can expect from us, first and foremost, is that you can expect us to actually always make sure that if you are selected, you can always expect us to always have your face in the public eye, because like I said, we're the only agency that creates monthly to quarterly marketing campaigns. Okay, don't no other agency do that. And I think that's another extra added bonus that makes us unique. Because keep in mind, that idea, the marketing campaign productions, came as a result of us being a new type of agency. And so I had to create something very new and innovative that was going to actually get Meek Productions on the map, and that was actually going to get us out there, and that was going to have people to pay attention to us. Also, I had to make sure that I had attractable talent that was going to draw the type of clients that was, you know, needed, you know, for Meek Productions, you know, to go to the next level too. So that's one thing that you can expect from us, because we're going to provide you talent consulting, mentoring. Like I said, you know, even if we don't have any gigs, because like I said, to provide a talent agent, a full talent agency, well, you know, we find people gigs. I'm actually going to need more staff for that, because see, I'm actually going to have people that just going to just do that specifically, because you know, in other words, I'm going to have to bring in some talent agents, which we are. We do have an internship program available for those who are interested to want to be a part. Just go to meekproductions.com and register online. But in doing so, I had to realize that with that, I said, that's going to have to be a department within itself. I'm just going to have to have individual talent agents to actually just sit on the phone, do research on the net to find out when the latest castings are and all that stuff. And I'm just going to have them just focus on that, because as a CEO of a company, I got a lot on my plate as it is. And so
exactly.
I said, I'm going to need staff to handle that. But in the meantime, I if I'm not able to provide gigs right away, I can at least provide talent consulting. And so that's what I've done in the course of the past years, that, you know, since we launched the Official Faces marketing campaign, and, like, you know, the website was launched in 2003, we didn't start campaigning until, like, 2006, 2007. So since 2006, 2007, that's what we've been providing, the marketing campaign productions for our music talents, those who have product ready. We've sponsored CD single remix projects. As a result of that, two of our talents is going to release their EP through our record label. Want to give shouts out to Marlo Rainbow and Todd Vaughn and everything. They're going to be releasing their EPs through our record label. So that's a result of the campaigns we've done for them. They like I said, they saw the value in what we have to offer, and they realized that it works for them. What else do we provide? If your face or your images have been featured in a marketing campaign or summer seasonal campaign or whatever, you have the option of getting printed copies, posters, postcards, and stuff of your designs and stuff at a discounted rate, or either you get free prints and all you have to do is just pay for shipping. That's for a limited time, you know, for those who are featured in a campaign. Stuff that we provide that nobody else would provide. You know what I'm saying? So we're actually going to get behind you. We're going to make sure that your product is nourished, that your product is tweaked. We're going to make sure that you're able to go out there and be exactly who you are. We're going to assist and support you in making sure that you find your correct target market and demographics, which is very important because everybody's market, everybody's performance is not for every target market and demographic. That's another level.
Say that. God, say that.
Okay. I mean, you know, you have a lot of the, like I have to tell a lot of my music talent and even some of my other talent and stuff that, you know, you have to know your brand. You have to know the type of brand that you are carrying, not just as a model, but also as an actor, actress, as a music or performer. And everything, your brand may not fit every target market or demographic. You know, I've had some talents that say, yes, I want to reach the world. You know, I want the world and everything. But the thing is that there are certain aspects of that world that may not receive you.
Exactly.
So we have to do strategic planning. We have to do comprehensive planning and finding the best way to harness the opportunities that are going to be available and to find the correct target market and demographic that's going to best support the branding that you're presenting, the product and service that you're offering as a talent. Also making sure that we find that the best opportunities, whether it be for exposure only or whether it be a paid gig, finding the best opportunities that's going to be the best for your book.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, these are the things that they can expect from Meek Productions. What we expect from them is for you to be serious about your craft, to be comfortable in your own identity and in your sexuality. I'm letting folks know right now, if you're not comfortable in your sexuality and if you are not, you know, if you're not out, then there's nothing we can do for you. Because I'm not going to change the purpose of my company just to fit the fact that you're still in the closet. Now, granted, I understand coming out is a work in progress, and we will still be here, and we will always be there for you in that particular development. But as a business, this company is for LGBT talent. It is exclusive to LGBT talent, okay? And for those people who still kind of in the closet and stuff, you have the other forms of entertainment at your disposal. I created this vision because I felt that there needed to be a support system for those who are out, who are comfortable in who they are, and who need that type of support and backing.
Exactly.
So don't expect me to change the vision of who we are just to fit who you are. We have to be a perfect match. From Jump Street.
Right, exactly.
If we are not evenly yoked, then we are not meant to be.
Right.
Okay, and so that, you know, that's what we expect. This from our talent, for you to be serious about your craft, have your stuff together, have a bio, have professional photos of you. If you are a musician or an artist, have a marketable demo. Have a marketable product. Okay? So, yeah. So that's what we expect. Have a marketable product. Be serious about your craft. Because, see, we can't take you seriously unless you take yourself seriously.
Say it.
And another thing, don't come to us. Don't come to us. I'm sorry. Don't come to us. expecting us to do everything for you. You have to invest in your own career. Our job is just to assist and support. That's it. Our job is not to do the work for you. You are not, in other words, I am not your slave master, and you are not my slave.
Okay.
Okay? I am not raising no entertainment slaves. I'm sorry. That's not who we are. We're looking for people who've already made an investment in their own careers, in their own services, and then therefore we can support and assist in you going to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But all these folks that's looking for us to do everything for them, this agency is not for you. Do your homework. Okay?
Okay.
Because I'm going to go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, because I'm going to make this last point. If you're wondering, like I said before, if you're wondering why you don't have creative control over your own art, it's because you sold your soul. The more the record labels, the more the production companies, the more the video and television production companies, the more that they have to do for you, the more that they're going to recoup on the end.
Exactly.
You get nothing in this life for free.
That's it.
But your soul, that's it. Everything
that's
else,
it.
You got to work for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got to work for.
Now, do you
go
know,
ahead.
Saying that, have you partnered with other companies, say like teaching institutions or things like that, to maybe point some of these folks in the right direction that you may have not brought into the fold, and maybe have said, honey, you may need to go and hone in on your craft. Why don't you go over here and see these folks, or why don't you go over here and see these folks, or whatever? Or did you leave the onus up to the artist?
Well, I know for now, by us still being a new concept, when we first started, through our talent consulting, we will actually give certain talent pointers and stuff one-on-one. We'll provide one-on-one consulting. That's automatically included. Okay, that's automatically included. What we're introducing again this year, last year, at in the Life Atlanta's Black Gay Pride Celebration, we presented our first talent workshop. And, we presented our first talent workshop. And, you know, even though it was a small crowd, it still went away pretty well because we had two of our talents to do their own presentation. We had our very first literary author that we're pushing now. He's our new Mr. Meek Productions 2010, the Pharaoh 69. I don't know if you heard of him. And he has a powerful testimony, And we had him on the air, and we're getting ready to do a part two interview series with him because his testimony was just so powerful. And, you know, when he talks about his books and about the abuse that he experienced growing up. And he had a chance to present at the workshop. And I also want to give a shout-out to our first Black Male Talent of the Month, Jonathan Pierre Cornell, who, when he came on board, he was already an entrepreneur because he had his own modeling. He had his own modeling firm for the general public. He came to us because by him being a bisexual male, he wanted someone to represent him as a member of the LGBT community by him being a model himself, as a talent himself. So that's why he joined us. And so he was another person that presented at the talent workshop and talked about his experience not only as a talent himself but also having his own modeling agency and photography studios. So as a result of him being a registered talent, we're also going to utilize his photography skills and outsource photography for those talent that need photography. He's going to be one of the photographers that we're going to use because the goal for Meek Productions is that if we have talent already on our roster that provide certain services such as photography.
Exactly.
Yeah, so such as
right.
Photography, makeup artistry, styling, and all of that stuff. If you're already a registered talent, and if we have other talents that need these services, we're gonna make everything be done in house. And so that's another benefit of being a part of Meek Productions, that we use the talent that's in house. For example, when we did our first CD single remix project for our first female talent of the month, Drea, and she's no longer with us, but this was back in November 2007. When we did for her first single, when we did the remix projects for that, one of our first group of talent, who was a musician, classical kind of new age style type of musician, Mark Barnes, and his partner at the time, Fred Zimmerman, who became our first mature model and stuff. We got them both involved in doing the remixes for Drea's first CD single. So that was like the first gig we gave them. But keep in mind, it was utilizing the talent that was in-house to work on a project for another talent. You see what I'm saying? So that was the first time we was able to do that. And so we're looking to do that again with some of our other music projects, and also with other some of our other marketing campaigns that we're doing, because we're looking to bring in the partner of our Mr. August 2009, Jesse Braxton Hilton. His partner is a full-time photographer, so we're looking to bring him in this year. Yeah, we're looking to bring him in this year to do some photography work for us. Like I said, utilizing the connections and the talent that's already within. And so that's another benefit that we're able to provide, you know, and stuff like that. We find that that's another unique component of what we have to offer. And the fact that we do make sure that our campaigns are diverse as possible. And so, and stuff. So, yeah. That's what we're doing. And as far as partnerships, the first major partnership that we established was for the radio show with the new Exceptional Radio Network, providing us the inspiration to actually do and create a radio talk show. That was our very first partnership that we did. And by doing that, that also provided an opening door for our music talent, for their music to be played on the worldwide radio airways, because the Exceptional Radio Network, they have an independent music show called Sounds from the Underground, where they play independent artists from all genres around the world. And that was one of the first avenues that we had, an immediate inside connection, where we was able to take the commercially ready tracks from our music talent and just submit them to the Sounds from the Underground department, and they liked it. And they've been putting our artists on rotation since summer of 2009.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was the first major partnership that we had, and that was way before we even launched Same Gender Loving Expressions. So the next partnership that we have for this year, thanks to Marlo Rainbow, and thanks to his pageantry system, like I said, we just came back from Jackson from his finals competition. Thanks to his pageantry system, we are now creating a department that's just for impersonators.
No.
And, yes, that's just for impersonators. And we are getting ready to work on a, because I told Marlo that we wanted to be like a long-term sponsor for his for International Ink Pageantry System. So we're going to actually talk about, you know, thanks to him coming on board, thanks to Vicky Valentino coming on board, who's our new Miss Meek Pro Impersonations. We're going to actually create an impersonation division department, to where all registered talent who just do the art of illusion and impersonation, they'll be under that category. And so, and hopefully, you know, they can also be automatically registered to compete in International Inc.'s pageantry competition. So that's another partnership that's underway. It has to be finalized, but Click Expose. I don't know if you heard of them. Have you heard of Click?
Sure.
Yeah, Click Expose. There are an audio visual company that's exclusive to LGBT entertainment. And they were the videographers and the audio providers for International Inc., but they go out and they cover a lot of the pageants. They do a lot of videography for the pageants, and they have their own online, they are the world's first LGBT online video network.
Dig it.
Yes. And they created Planet Q. Yeah, they created this website called PlanetQ.tv. And we kind of joined.
Okay.
So we'll be PlanetQ.tv is going to be and Click Expose. We're going to they're going to be our second syndicators for Same Gender Loving Expressions, and we are going to be partnering with them to be the official agency for a lot of the LGBT talents and people that come through their network.
Dig it.
So there are a lot of partnerships that are underway. So there are a lot of things that happen as a result of the radio show. So things are actually working out. Also, be on the lookout for this concept came in, it was created in 2007, but I kind of put it on hold because I didn't have enough resources or enough staff to really push it. But Meek Pro, the Meek Pro Pocket Magazine is coming out soon.
The Pocket Magazine?
Yes. Yes. And my idea, my original plan was to launch it in like late 2007, going into the new year of 2008. But like I said, you know, when you're trying to launch a magazine project, that's a whole nother thing within itself.
Exactly.
So I didn't have the resources at that time to launch it at the time, but that idea and that concept is still in the works because I just put it on the shelf for the moment. But be on the lookout for Meek Productions' first pocket-sized magazine.
Well, all righty then.
Yes, baby.
Well, see, this here.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said. See, all this ties together with the opening song, honey. Miss Mills sang that "Born for This."
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is keeping it moving in the right direction because it's all about taking everything to the next level. You know what I mean? And
yes. Everything
that you have just laid out is the direction of illuminating the path for everybody to get their own just due at the table.
Mm-hmm.
The table is big enough for everybody to sit down and partake of the meal. And I'm loving it because it's empowering me to get ready for the next step in this. For this to be the 1 year anniversary and to hear these particular kinds of steps that you're taking is inspiring me and empowering me to jump on board on a few things because I just heard a number of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A number of things because I'm a female impersonator as well, and I don't do my illusions here in Atlanta. I don't like the scene down here. Anyway.
Come on, tell the truth, shame the enemy. It's
okay.
Too fucking clickish. It's too fucking clickish.
Okay.
Go ahead and say that, okay?
And not just clickish. It's just that because my name is not as big, you know, I've never been in that pageantry system and carrying on, so they don't know Samantha Stevens Divinity on a national level or whatever. I've been a local girl.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, up north from Detroit, we do things a little differently in Detroit than they do down here, and that's fine.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh.
I've been at this game for 15 years. No, actually, it's been 17 now. And, you know, I'm not going to start all over as if I'm a brand new baby just because you don't know me. You want me to do these little punk-ass little $5 talent shows and this, that, and the other.
That's true.
It doesn't gel for me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I put Samantha on the back burner and was like, okay, girl, I can't use you down here because, you know, this ain't the tea. But you know, for you to come out with this whole new division, it is tickling me because that there was one of the initial concept that I had for a television show when I went to my own talk show was to take the girls and bring the girls to the forefront, those who were, you know, celebrity impersonators that actually had a good illusion going on so that we could highlight and spotlight them. Let me press pause for just a second. Those of you who are listening by computer, I'm down to the last 30 seconds of the show, believe it or not. Ha, ha, ha. So if you want to continue on, 347-205-9183, please dial. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait and catch everything else in the archives. I thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining me on this anniversary edition. Know that there's new and bigger and better things coming for for the next year. I have an assistant now that I'm bringing on board, so we get to do some bigger things and all of that. So we're going to stop streaming and we're going to continue on, and you catch all this in the archives. So with that being said, and I think they just missed that last sentence. However, this particular division is tickling me because I've always said that about those who are in that pageantry system, or for the girls and the boys, because I love the kings. I love drag kings. It gives them that edge, and also it brings the art form back into an art form and not just some little, you know, fly-by-night bar entity, because the art of illusion is being missed, because we got too many drag queens. We got too many bitches, you know, that want to put on a dress to carry on and think because they look fishy. They think I don't look going on. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's supposed to mean something. And, you know, they stand up there, and because they think they're too pretty to lip sync a song, you know, they don't give you the right emotion, they don't give you anything. And so those girls who take this seriously need to know, and need the world to know how serious this is, particularly those girls who don't identify as trans, but identify as a showgirl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they've gone through and got breast implants and got their cheekbones risen. They're getting the saline and stuff in their lips so they can look more like the person who they're imitating.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to be fishy, but to look like their artist. The white child in Vegas, honey, who had all this surgery done, who cross paints and does Dionne Warwick. When that bitch told me she had her cheekbones risen to have them look like Dionne's cheekbones, I gagged. You know, but that's how she make her money. She make her money because I impersonate Dionne Warwick, okay, in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? I'm friends with April Summers, who is the Patti LaBelle impersonator. Now, there are several, but April is the one that Patti herself endorses. And,
wow. Okay.
Yes. That's my, please, April is my big sister, honey. When I first got started in this kind of thing, that's my big sister. So, you know, and knowing her and some of the other girls that I've come, Miss Electra, honey, that bitch is sickening. Hurricane Summers, you know, now those are the Caucasian girls. But nonetheless, these girls, honey, who are there to do the work, my cousin, Miss Tenera Lynn Fox, that's Tara Lynn's daughter. Ah, get it. Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold up for a minute. Do you know I have not heard of that name in so long? You talking about Tenera Lynn Fox?
Tenera, that's my cousin. Tenera Lynn, yes, that's Tenera.
Are you serious? Oh, wow. I have not seen her in years. Wow, Tenera Lynn Fox. Wow.
Yes,
wait a minute, Tenera Lynn Fox.
Later on today.
Well, the last time I saw Tenera, she's sort of had been moving back to California. That was some years ago.
She did.
That was years ago.
She left, and she went to San Diego. She went to Texas, but she's back here now.
Oh, she is. Oh, wow. I got to see her. You got to tell her that I asked about her. You got to tell her that I asked about her. I miss my boo. I miss my boo. Oh, I miss my boo. That's my girl. I miss my boo. That's my girl. Ooh, that's my girl. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
that's my girl. Are you serious? Wow. Small world. Small world. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, right when you were saying that, she was the first person that come to mind because, you know, she's looking to get back into the scene down here. But, of course, things have changed and this, that, and the other. And though she still has her connections, the whole thing of it is, child, she's not getting the respect, you know.
Yeah, because, she's not getting the respect because, see, she started before all of these other ones got big. Cause see that's why, you know, when for example, like people like Nyasha Dupree and Raquel Lord and all of them, I remember when all of them first started. We talking about during the days of the old Marquette Lounge, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I remember when all of them first started. You know, I remember when there were some people even before them, like Sierra Templeton and there was some Gigi LaBelle and. All of these other ones that I knew that was really popular, and even some of the even going back to the Charlie Brown Cabaret days, You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Lena Lust and all of them. See, all of them are the veterans. All of them are the veteran girls. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're veterans.
Mm-hmm.
They done slapped it up, flipped it, rubbed it down, smoothed it with oil. They done did the shit.
Okay. Right.
Woo, oh, boy. Wow. Go ahead.
Oh, please, for this division to mm-hmm. come into place, I'm very excited for you because I'm hearing you, you know, and I'm hearing the company build, you know, and I'm, and
yeah,
I'm, seeing,
uh-huh.
I'm seeing, and I'm seeing the different departments. And also what I'm seeing is that finally there is something here where persons of color and persons of LGBT culture will be able to be taken seriously. We're not just finger snapping, you know, bougie bitches. You know,
yeah.
It's actually a business, and I commend you for the integrity that you've taken with the business to make sure that that is what's being represented. Now, I also see on the website, honey, that you have a division is coming for the plus-size model children, honey, LGBT plus-size girls. Now, you know, I'm a big and that there is another part of this. Because we have so many facets within LGBT culture, and you know,
we do.
We're forever fighting against one another. You know, masculine versus feminine. You know, butch versus femme. Trade versus non-trade. Femme queen versus drag queen. You know, all this that and the other. And the big, you know, the big community, honey, is you know, we along in that fight because everything is so compartmentalized and categorized and. Even within the big boy community, now shit, we got the nerve to compartmentalize how big you are. I mean, hell.
Damn!
There is thick chub stocking. Then you got heavy set. And once you hit heavy set chub goes up to a certain weight. Once you cross that weight, then you're known as super chub. And so within those dynamics, it is fucking ridiculous because all of us are big. It's just that now we got the audacity to have degrees of bigness. So, it becomes, you know, like you said before, all the other isms and all of that is haterism because a lot of us, it's internalized phobias and things that we refuse
that's all
to
it is.
Acknowledge and look out and look and, at and, you, and to accept and to appreciate.
And you know what? Another thing I know that you said that about the internalized phobias, what that really means is that we've taken the phobias from others and internalized it.
Exactly.
In other words, these phobias are not ours, okay? Why are we internalizing something that did not originate from us to begin with? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like with, for example, just like with this DL shit. And
right.
I want to go off about that DL shit. I said, number one,
right.
I want to say this to some of my heterosexual females, too, in the heterosexual community. How the hell is you going to blame us? The LGBT community for the DL shit when the DL shit and the DL term did not start with us.
Hey.
Okay? Okay? I got two songs that I can confirm. Matter of fact, I got more songs that can confirm that, okay? R. Kelly's Keep It On The Down Low, Nobody Has To Know. Last time I checked, he was straight. Okay? TLC, So I Creep, yeah, just keep it on the down low. But last time I checked, they were straight. So since when did we, the LGBT community, when did we decide to take on this mantle? Okay?
Right.
How dare the heterosexual community put this mantle off on us when that's a term that y'all use to hide y'all infidelity? Don't dare do that no more. Oh, hell no.
Right.
And we, especially LGBT people of color, we need to stop adapting to these damn bullshit damn terms.
Exactly.
We need to stop adapting to shit like that. Okay? Damn, if I wasn't horse, boy, if I wasn't as horse, okay.
How about it? Okay. But it's, but that there is that. And so I'm hearing that, see, our plights are different yet the same.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why it was important for me to bring you on today.
Uh-huh.
Because it's all in the circle of life as we know it, I'm just having such a great grand time with that. And so now to take us on home,
mm-hmm.
Give the listening audience a morsel for someone who is looking to partner with you, looking to be inspired by you, looking to you for guidance and inspiration, those who may want to who may want to create a competitive company with you. What would you say to these people to inspire them to not just dream? Because I believe dreams are cute. But if you don't have the vision, then all you're doing is sleeping.
Uh-huh. Boy, see, okay. You don't went there. Why did you go there? See, you don't went there. See, you about to have some church right now. We about to have church right now. See, well, you don't went there now, okay? Because I was just about to say that. I was just about to say that there's a difference between a dream and a vision. See, what the civil rights movement forgot is that, yeah, Dr. King had a dream. But it was up to you to turn that dream into a vision.
Right.
Like the scriptures say, write the vision and make it plain so that those that see the vision can run with it. Because the vision is yet for what? The vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall do what? It shall speak and not lie. Though it may tarry, wait for it. Though it may tarry, wait for it, for it shall surely come. It will not tarry. Okay, while you're waiting, you're supposed to be working. Okay?
Okay, now, that's perfecting the craft. That's it.
Okay?
That's it.
You're not supposed to be sitting on your ass waiting for somebody else to do it, because faith without works is dead, okay?
It's dead. Say it.
You're not supposed to be sitting on your rump. You're supposed to be working. You're supposed to be doing your homework, do your research, okay? And that's what I encourage everybody to do. Do your research. Do your homework. And above all else, never, ever throw in the towel. Never compromise your original intent.
Ooh.
However, make sure that your original intent is wholesome from Jump Street.
Say it now. Ha!
Okay. Never compromise your original intent for why you do what you do. However, make sure that your original intent is wholesome.
From the jump. That's it.
From the jump.
That's it.
Make sure that your original intent, make sure that your original intent, your original agenda, make sure that it's wholesome. Make sure that it's wholesome.
That's always the root. Yeah, it has to be.
That's the root. And above all else, when you do business, maintain your integrity. Don't operate with the mentality of divitude. Okay?
Yes.
Don't be going around here being a diva with a tude. Because the people won't work with you. What makes a legend in the industry is those that maintain their integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing, and you know what? I'm gonna say this on this note. Michael Jackson, for example, out of all what he went through, and yes, he made some mistakes too, but he still, at the end of the day, Michael still, to some degree, maintained his integrity.
Mm-hmm.
He did not change his character. He only evolved his character. And it's amazing how, after the man passed, it's amazing how the truth about everything came out. And everybody, including people of color, should, you know, because I don't know why people of color go around here acting like they supported Michael. So when when the first time Michael was accused of that molesting stuff, we were the first one to trash him.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, you got to maintain your integrity. Because it's your character and your integrity and how you operate in your character. That's the main thing that people are going to remember. Not just your talent, not just your performance. They're going to remember your integrity.
Exactly.
How you treat people. Because the same folks you see going up are the same folks you're going to see coming down.
Right.
Maintain your integrity at all times. Because it's not about what folks do to you. It's what you do in response to that. Now, I'm not saying being no doormat. No, I'm not saying for you to just be a doormat. Hell to the no. You take a stand. At all costs, yes, you take a stand. However, also maintain your integrity. Yes.
Well, all righty then. Okay.
Yes. You know,
now,
those who
want to become a part of Meek Productions, those who want to research and find out more about it, give us all your contact info.
Huh? Wait a minute, I'm sorry.
Contact information.
Okay, the contact information, I want to make sure I heard you correctly. Okay, the contact information is for all interested parties who want to register with Meek Productions, they have to go to our website, which is www.meak productions.com. Once again, that's www.meak productions.com. When you get to the home page, click on the link that says opportunities, registration, and follow the instructions from there. And then after you've registered, if you have any additional questions, because we require all people to do their homework, go through the website, look at the previous campaigns that we've done over the course of the year, look at the events and programs and projects that we've sponsored, not just through the company itself, but also through our radio show and everything. We also have an adult entertainment division. For those that are in, adult entertainment and would like, you know, or who are LGBT and would like further representation, and for those who are looking, for those who are already in the adult entertainment industry, but that are looking to kind of do stuff more mainstream and looking to kind of transition out of the adult entertainment industry, but still want to be in entertainment and still want to, try to do stuff in mainstream. Or commercial, what have you, then we have that opportunity as well. You can, for those adult talent, you can go to adult.meekproductions.com and I'll register there. And you can also give us a call at 1-800-631-5685. Once again, that's 1-800-631-5685. And I'm hoping that everybody could hear me, though I was hoarse today, but like I said, I had to get this done so that the enemy wouldn't win. Okay? Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Now, you know, let me be catty right here.
Go ahead.
Because right when you said, you know, you have the adult entertainment division, you know, I don't know. Well, I do know. I understand it. But I still don't get it half the time. But, you know, everybody who'd love to see a naked body may want to go to that particular.
Oh, hell no. Okay.
Because folks, you know how folks get. You know, they in the world. They got the porn stars. They got what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, I want to stress, this is still a business, children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this here is not just for your eye candy. For those of you who are of the adult entertainment industry, this is still a business.
Yes.
Okay. And branding what it is that you do, not just because you're trying to get a hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
This is a business. Okay. We're looking to take your brand and take your brand and your branding to the next level, not for you to get the next hookup.
There you go. Better talk.
I don't know why I felt the need to say that, but I did.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said it. You took the words right out of my mouth. Go ahead and say it.
Okay.
Go ahead and say it.
You know, our community is very fickle that way, and
soon as sex come into play, folks lose their minds, and
you
know, a lot of folks may want to register thinking that they can get close to these folks, or thinking that, you know, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so then it becomes, you know, tawdry, you know, their intentions. And so I understand your weed out process, you know, to make sure this is serious. Honey, I'm not asking you to come up in here because you see the porn stars and you think you're going to get a date out of this thing. We're not a dating service. You know, this here is business. And for whatever, that is just ringing in my spirit right now.
Go ahead.
Say that, you know, because I just know how our community is.
Mm-hmm.
I just know how we are. And yeah, so all right, that's my soapbox. But that was just in my shoulders. That's just in my shoulders right now. And just to say
Go ahead and as the old elders used to say, honey, let them use you.
Okay. I want to thank you, honey, because, you know, it was very important that we had you here today. And I'm on the air, and I'm promising you, honey, I'm coming down to you so that way we can sit up there and do our thing on your show and get the folks out there to understand exactly what it is that this thing is.
Yeah, thank you, baby. Thank you.
Let me commend you, honey. Because, and let me give a special shout-out to Cynthia Collins, who was instrumental in introducing me to you. Because she said, I know somebody, honey, who you would be perfect with. And I said, really? She said, yes, honey, Miko Evans, honey. He has the agency. And I said, cool. And that was the catalyst there. So shout-out to Cynthia Collins and the Atlanta Talent Connection that she runs.
In the house.
Okay. for being the vessel to bring this together. So I'm promising you, I'm coming down there to you. And so I just thank you for being here with us, because you've given me a lot to feed on. And because it's archived, so I have to go back and listen to it to see how I sounded and all of those kinds of things, and to critique myself and jail myself and this, that, and the other. So I have this in the personal archive, so it plays and it plays and it plays and it resonates in my spirit. So for this anniversary show, thank you for jumpstarting us and to our next level.
No, thank you for having me on, you know, baby. Thank you for having me on, despite of my hoarseness. Thank you for having me on. I'm hoping that everybody could hear me clearly and everything, but... Yeah, because I said, you know what? Because at first I thought I was gonna cancel because I'm looking at the way I sound, and then Soul Within said, it's like I was just inspired. Soul Within just said, push through it, and that's what I did. I got up this morning and I pushed through it and I worked on it, doctored it up, goggled, did whatever I had to do so that I could at least sound decent. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, honey, go.
Get you some Throat Coat Tea.
Yeah, from Sabananda.
Medicine brand, Throat Coat Tea, honey. That about a couple, two or three cups, baby. Get you some heat and sweat, you'll be all right.
Yeah, because where do you get your throat? Do you get your Throat Coat Tea from Sabananda or from somewhere else?
I get it from somewhere else. Usually, I haven't gotten it from. I usually have it sent to me from home. Yeah,
oh, really?
Because I have to, child, please. Because it's usually in the Kroger stores and carrying on, or anybody's health food store. You know, you got a good health food store around here, they have that. And I know back home in Ferndale, they keep it stocked because, they call it the Singer's Tea. Or if you're a good herbologist, honey, if you one who likes to make your own brews, then go get you some Slippery Elm Bark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting my cauldron together. Get you some Slippery Elm Bark and some licorice root, honey. Get a little bit of eucalyptus and boil it down and let it steep. Yeah, sugar.
Yeah, because I know in Little Five Points there's a natural health food store called Sabananda, and that's where I go get my Throat Coat Tea. You know, I get all my herbs from there. Yeah, I get all my herbs from there. Yeah, but see, I haven't had a chance to stop by there lately. So I said, I just got to, you know, when I get a chance, I got to make sure I go by there and get me some. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yes, honey, that's your tea. And then get your nice little light scarf. You don't want to sweat, then just get your scarf. You know, wrap your throat up.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to definitely make sure I do that. But, baby, thank you so much for having me on. I've enjoyed it. I can't wait to bring you on my show because we're going to turn
I know. Because, see, now let me say this to the audience. See, we've been on someone else's show. You know, I just co-hosted his show yesterday, Tony Sudemeyer's.
Yeah, and I heard it. Uh-huh.
When we were on there, honey, you know, they wasn't ready. And so I know coming on your show is going to be just the tea. Just
the absolute tea,
Jeff.
It sure is. It sure is. It's going to be the bomb.
Okay.
Yes, it is. It's going to be
so
the bomb.
Now, with that, thank you, baby. Now get up. Go get yourself together.
I'm
going to sit back here. I'm off today. I don't have to go into the donut factory, so that's wonderful. I'm going to sit back and relax, child. Yes, Lord. I'm going to relax, and then look at this old hateful house, child. I got to sit up here and wheel a good housekeeper, honey, my way.
Okay. Because
I don't want to do it myself. So, okay. I'm going to throw it out there in the omniverse. I need somebody to come on up in here, honey. I'm on the vapor lock. I've been trying to twitch my nose. I've been snapping my fingers, and the shit won't move.
Okay. I tell you.
So with that, my darling, yes, I thank you. This has been a wonderful anniversary. And, oh, my God, you got a lot of things. And, yes, we'll sit down and talk personally about everything else that you were mentioning before. Because I think I'm going to come on board, honey.
Yeah, just come on board, darling. Come on board, darling.
While I have everybody's attention, you guys, you know I've gone out for the Oprah being next big star. So you have until Saturday. If you're on Facebook, go to my Facebook page, Demetrius Dennis Taylor, and I have posted the link there to go straight to my page and vote for my video. Now, y'all can vote 10 times a day.
Uh-huh.
I can vote more than that, but I don't know why y'all can't. But y'all can vote 10 times a day, and be sure that you leave your comments there on the video because all the powers that be are looking at all of that. So currently I'm over 2,000 votes. I want to get up to as close to 10 million as possible. So my goal was 10 million. So do what you can because it is what it is. I just know once they see me, something is coming from this. So we're preparing for greatness, and I'm announcing that on the one-year anniversary because something is there, and I just feel it all over me. That's something that's coming from, and I need your help. So you've been doing wonderful with me here. We're going to take it to the next level, and I can't do this without you. And for those of you who think I'm going to forget you, I'm not. I can't. I got a memory like an elephant, honey. So with that, go to my Facebook page, Demetrius Dennis Taylor, or it might be up under Big Meech if you're just searching it, and click on the link there and go and vote, okay? And we'll go from there. So, Miko, darling, I've been meaning to say this all so long because I told you this personally, but when you hear Meek Productions, you know, Christianity in the Bible teaches that the meek shall inherit the earth. And every time I hear that, when I hear Meek Productions, that's the first thing that I think of. And here's the dichotomy of it, and that is Christianity also teaches its children against, you know, those who are LGBT. And how wonderful it is for Spirit to give you a name such as Meek Productions because the meek shall inherit. And that's all that our folks have been. The rainbow children, honey, have been just that. And the rainbow was given to us by God as a means to say that he was not going to destroy the world by water anymore. That was a Passover. It was a covenant that he went into. So for the rainbow children to be on Meek Productions and the meek shall inherit the earth, and we up under that new covenant. Come on now, see that was all Spirit right there.
See, you don't with that now. It is over. Okay.
So meditate on that, baby. I will talk to you soon.
Okay, baby.
Again, thank you so much for coming on.
Baby, I love you. I appreciate
you.
And I thank the creator of the omniverse for you, baby. And so it is.
All right. Okay,
so baby.
Shall be.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Ciao. Yes, folks, I thank you so much for this anniversary edition. So I'm going to sit back now and be love. Okay. Yeah, it's been a good year. It's been a really good year. When I look back over it, I encourage you to go look at listen to the archives and go all the way back from where I started from and look at me now. And if you got show ideas or comments and concerns, please feel free. DishingTeaWithBigMeech@gmail.com. DishingTeaWithBigMeech@gmail.com. Send everything over there to me. And, hey, I would do everything I can to make sure that your voice is heard. So with that, loves, thank you. Thank you, thank you for giving me my first solid year. I'm looking forward to ride this as long as God say this is for me to do. So until the next show, I will talk with you again soon. Be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful Independence Day weekend. Ciao.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.